Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1347, slide. Visible translated text is as follows, Defendants Exhibit 45. Weekly report sent by Leo M. Frank to Oscar Pappenheimer and received by the latter on April 28, 1913, said report being in the handwriting of Frank Financial. Week ending April 24, 1913. Production, net 27, 19, gyor, good, 700 gyor, medium 629 gyor, cheap 599 gyor, jobs, 791 gyor, 701%, net value, prodden $3,066.31, total expenditures, $3,175.75 result, deficit, 109.44 shipments, $5,438.78, 4,374 GR. Orders received $3,920.31. Value 1904. Gross OKF Defendants Exhibit 46. Weekly financial reports of the business of the National Pencil Company sent by Leo M. Frank to Oscar Pappenheimer for each week beginning January 18, 1912 and ending with the week ending April 24, 1913, each of said reports being identical in form with the defendant's exhibit, 45 inches, and being in the handwriting of Leo M. Frank. Defendant's Exhibit 47. Pay envelope found by Detective McWorth. It is an ordinary pay envelope used by the pencil company with the number 186 inches written thereon with the first initials of a name on it, an M and a P. Defendant's Exhibit 48. Club found by Detective McWorth at the factory. The club is round, about 3 feet long and 3 inches in diameter, weighs approximately 3 pounds, and has several red blotches thereon.